The Womanity Project. Let's talk about gender equality. So happy to be with you today. Welcome to the very, very first episode of The Womanity Project, our new series about gender and gender equality. My name is Aurélie Harpe. I'm a French actress and producer living here in Brooklyn. And this is Céline Rosenthal.
Hello.
Born and bred in New York City, she's a super duper theater director and producer too.
Aw, shucks, Aurélie.
And we have the pleasure to be your host for our first season on Radio Free Brooklyn.
We are broadcasting to you live from the Radio Free Brooklyn studio here in the basement of Brooklyn Velo Bike Shop in Bushwick, with a lovely little cat outside. We don't know his name yet.
We will find out.
We're so excited to be finally doing this show. This is actually Aurélie's brainchild. So, Aurélie, would you like to tell us a little bit about the Womanity Project?
Of course. So, the Womanity Project is a series of interviews around gender and gender equality. And our goal is simple. We want to start a conversation with our guest with the hope that you at home we'll continue the conversation on your own.
Every week, we'll interview one person. Women, men, gay, straight, bi, transgender, cisgender, genderqueer, gender fluid, intersex, gender neutral.
You name it.
And ask them about how they experience their gender as they move through the world.
Yeah, we want to make sure that every voice is heard. And each week, we will ask a series of questions around our identity.
And how we experience our gender.
And what are the changes we would like to enact? Our belief is that there should be no taboo or stupid questions. Hi, Britta.
Hi.
How are you today?
Great.
I'm so happy to have you today on the Womanity Project show. And so for anybody who don't know yet, she's a fantastic actress starring right now in the movie AWOL. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, you are.
In AWOL, Britta stars opposite Lola Kirke in a story of an aimless 19-year-old from rural Pennsylvania who falls in love with a married woman and decides to go AWOL from the army to be with her. The film premiered this year at the Tribeca Film Festival and marks Dev Chabal's feature debut.
Yeah, lady director!
Based on her award-winning Sundance short of the same name. We met Britta at Sundance 2 years ago. We were there with another project.
Yeah, we were staying at the same house and we stayed in touch.
And Britta comes from a theater background, so obviously we had a lot to talk about.
It's been so excited to watch her success.
And it was... She was amazing on Unreal, the scripted show that goes behind the scenes of a Bachelor-like reality series. She played Faith, a closeted Christian lesbian from Mississippi.
Oh, yes. And they even created a spin-off from a character, Faith Diaries.
Yeah, it's so good. So, for this interview, Britta's in-laws were kind enough to let us interview her in their beautiful Upper West Side apartment.
I'm from Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. My parents... We're both professors, father, scientist, mother, artist, historian. But I felt like they had the reverse minds. Like my father really had the mind of an artist, my mom had the mind of a scientist, but they applied that to the opposite interests. And I have two older sisters, raised a pretty intense feminist. raised in an interesting way with three daughters, and my mother always said that since there wasn't men and, you know, a difference in gender in my family, that there was a lot of things that were not put on me. She was always very sensitive to gender bias and making sure that, you know, if she said if she had had a boy and a few girls, that maybe there would have been some subconscious, you know, imposing of her views, even though she was very aware of them. And then I moved to Delaware for high school, and then I moved to New York City for about 10 years, and now I've moved to Los Angeles.
What she says about her mother, that if she had a son, there would have been some kind of subconscious imposing of gender bias. I found that very interesting because I have a son and a daughter, and I try to treat them the same. But I constantly catch myself falling into these traditional gender roles that I was taught growing up.
And so Arlie and I started to wonder how much parental influence plays into an individual's identification with their gender. And Brita wasn't raised with traditional expectations, so that led us to wonder.
How would you identify yourself? Like, what gender would you identify with? Or do you identify with?
I guess for the sake of convenience, I'd say that I'm a woman most of the time, but when I did theater, as a kid and all the way up through adulthood, I would be cast in male roles. And as an adult, I'm frequently cast in roles that have a certain, like, superficial male quality to them. I don't know yet. I don't necessarily identify with necessarily being a woman. But I am a woman.
But you are a woman.
I am a woman. What the disassociation I have with that word is that there is two different things. There's what I think about myself, and then there is what society says a woman is, and those two things are not married at all. So gender is a weird thing that's being redefined right now, and the what society says a woman is, nah, not into it. Sometimes there's parts of it that I like, but I even when I was a kid, I didn't look at things that were told to me that were feminine or womanly, or this is what you need to do as a woman, this is your path as a woman, this is how you should behave as a woman, this is how you should walk or dress, or you know, I didn't associate that with who I was necessarily.
What were some of the things that, like, you learned from your dad that you now find yourself applying to the way that you move forward in the world?
My father was a very confident person. He was a person who would encourage you to say yes to stuff. And then if you fail miserably, then just pick yourself up and do it again. He was,
From where?
Ireland. It's interesting. I think that, so I always thought in my mind that he wanted to have a son, and that somehow I might have fulfilled that place for him. And sometimes he would joke. He was like, "You're the son I've never had." I think that maybe, like, aggressiveness or confidence or is a trait that is frequently attributed to men, or kind of dislike of bullies, standing in your opinions, like these types of things that are privileges reserved for men. And women get into more trouble when they behave that way, was not discouraged for me to behave that way in my household by my father, definitely not. And my father was also, he didn't enforce male, any sort of machismo, but was still very machismo. So, there's certain rules about being a man that is passed down from father to son. Mm-hmm. And in certain households, it's more strict than others, and you sort of get this, I think, of men who feel like any feminine behavior is going to undermine their masculinity, or any sort of, like, even behavior that's, like, loving or, like, caretaking or has anything to do with anything associated with either being homosexual or feminine is, like, shot down. My father did none of that. And he was also kind of flamboyant in and of himself. Like, he was not scared in any way of being called feminine or overly loving, or he probably wasn't even afraid of being called a homosexual. He was just like, I'm not even, like, call me whatever you want. I'm gonna do whatever it is, like, that I feel like, you know. So, in a way, that sort of cuts through a lot of gender things. I mean, in my point of view, a lot of gender things are very constructed and you hold on to them for dear life in fear that you might lose your identity. And I don't think my dad felt that way.
What Britta says her father was not ashamed to show vulnerability reminded us of what Brené Brown says in her book, Daring Greatly.
According to the research in Daring Greatly, the number one shame trigger for men is being perceived as weak, and the effects of shame and vulnerability are highly gendered.
But apparently, men's shame is not primarily inflicted by other men, but by women.
Brown says most women pledge allegiance to the idea that women can explore their emotions, break down, fall apart, and it's healthy. But guys are not allowed to fall apart.
Enough on vulnerability. More questions for Brenda.
Okay. I guess I would say that I don't think I can really define myself in a few words because I'm still figuring it out. I don't know if I will ever reach a place where I'm like, this is who I am. My father's mother, Grandma Nora, who's Irish, used to say, remember who you are. And then my dad said it to us, and at first it started as a joke to kind of like tease my grandmother a little bit. But then it started being used in my family in times where you were compromising like your moral backbone. Where like you couldn't, like I remember my dad would always use it and like you'd have this elaborate discussion about what you're gonna do in life or what, you know, college that we wanted to go to or frequently around like lovers or something, you know, you're talking with my dad, you know, and he would always say, remember who you are. And it was implied that there was a unwavering Brita, that there was a person that was unshakable at the core, you know, that who no matter what happened in the external, I was either true to that person or I strayed from that person. And so I don't know how to describe that person necessarily, but I know when I've strayed from it. I know when I've wandered off the path of like remembering who I am.
And this is a great time to explain to you some of the questions that we asked to our interviewees.
We thought that it was important to allow for an open-ended dialogue where people felt free to express themselves without judgment, and where we didn't feel like we were leading our guests to specific answers or conclusions. And so we wanted to come up with some neutral questions.
This allows us, and you, to compare and contrast their experiences to get a broader perception of identity.
And engage our guests on a deeper level.
Yes, because I'm so fed up to hear questions about how you look when you're a woman.
Oh, I know you are, Orly. Or like, do you have any kids? Or,
are you married?
Yeah, and of course, you know, how do you balance your work and your home life, right?
Even though I have to admit I did that myself once. I was talking business with a male friend and his wife arrived. And the first question I asked was, how are the kids? And I stopped myself and I said, sorry, what I meant was, how are you?
Right, how are you? Not just how are your kids and the people that you take care of, exactly. So we asked Brita for a quote that represents who she is. And we also asked her to come up with a few power songs that we could play during the show and that she thought represented her.
And that's some of what you're hearing between our interview segment today. There is a song, Creator, by Santi Gold, and Get Free by Major Lazer.
So yes, we asked her not only for these songs, but what was the origin of her name? What does feminism mean to her? And was there ever a time that you were particularly grateful to be who you are?
Is there a day where I felt proud of myself?
Yes, grateful of being who you are. And you're like, wow.
Father died.
And more on that in just a moment.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is the song Get Free by Major Lazer.
Father died. It was really unexpected, and we had to have a funeral when we weren't expecting to have a funeral for my father at all. And we came together, and it was the most bizarre. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced a death of a parent, but it is a bizarre experience. It is simultaneously epically beautiful and the worst and the best, and everything has meaning all of a sudden, and all, it's like an exercise of applying meaning to life, which feels horrifying and completely euphoric at the same moment. And so my mom and my sisters and I rallied. We stood up in front of our community at this funeral, and we all just sort of were able to talk about who he was. And it felt like at that moment, I was like, this is as authentic as life is gonna get. And it, so it felt great, I guess. I don't know. And it's interesting because it's been a year, and you know, I talked to my mom and sisters, and we were like, that was the, you know, kind of the worst time of your life. But it, also, you wouldn't trade it for anything. Like the company that was established, and the sort of lessons that I had learned from my father didn't show themselves, weren't revealed until I was put under a situation like his death. Mm. So I was like, oh, you taught me that, okay. But I didn't quite understand or know it until he was gone, you know what I mean?
Would you say that day shaped you in a way, the way you are today?
Yeah, definitely. No, that day was just an exposition of how my family had shaped me up to that point. So, you know, character is revealed under pressure. And so the situation applied the pressure. And so I learned about who I was already.
One person on earth that you would like to say thank you to, who would that be? What can I do to get the money? We ain't got the money, we ain't getting the
land. Oh, my dad. My feminist metrosexual father. Thank you. To whom?
About your mom.
You'll find out next week. Join us to hear the rest of Britta Wool's interview. You can also like us, follow us, and comment on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter at Womanity Project.
Sound designer and editor who helped us put this together.
To Richard Langford for his assistance.
To the wonderful Lizzie Hagstedt for composing the Womanity Project theme song.
And of course to Brita and her family for hosting us.
And to Rob for helping us today in the studio. And naturally to Radio Free Brooklyn.
During the show, you've been listening to extract from Get Free Major Lazer. And we now leave you with Brita's power song, The Creator, by Santi Gold. Tune in next week, The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Coming next, Sin Smith Radio Theater Collage.
Can't say it's gonna get me far. Do no good to say what you are. I run the streets and I break up houses. River runs deep.
D-O-A-Y-E. I know why you here for now. Was I